afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:04. The Tennessee Highway Patrol could soon be using Clearview AI, the same AI facial recognition software used by federal immigration agents. Reporters with the Appalachia Mid-South Newsroom found public records showing police got a demonstration and a quote for the software nearing $1 million. Clearview AI has a database of faces pulled from public online images. They sell access to police to identify suspects from crime photos. But Nate Wessler with the ACLU says he's concerned that any errors with the system could mislead investigators and lead to false arrests.
It's dangerous when it works, and it's dangerous when it doesn't, by which we mean it often doesn't do what it's supposed to. It gets it wrong. It makes false matches quite frequently.
Tennessee's own attorney general is signed on to a legal brief claiming Clearview AI violates privacy laws from the way it collects online images without consent. A spokesperson for the Highway Patrol said the department has not acted on the quote for the software yet. The Wilson County Criminal Justice Center in Lebanon is now drawing protesters outside of the building every Monday morning. Monday is when new criminal and traffic court cases are assigned in Wilson County. Protesters say ICE is detaining people coming in for those hearings, reports the Tennessean. Representatives from Migra Watch, an organization that monitors ICE activity in the area, say it appears agents are scanning General Sessions dockets and looking for names that could belong to undocumented people. Migra Watch says anxiety is even higher since a Nashville Noticias reporter, Estefany Rodriguez, was arrested earlier last month. She was taken to an ICE facility in Louisiana and kept for 2 weeks. Under federal law, immigration agents can make a warrantless arrest only if they believe someone is violating immigration laws and has the potential to escape. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.